Hi, I'm Gillian. My company is Piano Teaching Success. The specific situation I need assistance with today is I'd like your ideas for the future of our weekly TV show, and should we continue it? How can we leverage it? Our original goal was to connect with our audience, know, like, and trust us. So our launch of Practice Buddy would have greater conversion. We committed to being there for them through COVID, which we've done. What we found is that we've created a fan base, and it's hard to stop because I feel like we are building traction. We found it creates connection, visibility, and credibility, opportunities, and future speaking engagements, interview opportunities, greater exposure for things we sell, easier to sell our things. I think that's what's meant there. Bad bits, very time consuming for both Paul and me, and we can't move forward on our money producing activities because we spend so much time on it. The specific question I want your brilliant ideas on today is, what ideas do you have on leveraging it? So options I'm considering are reducing frequency, either fortnightly or 6 to 8 weeks of sessions with 6 to 8 weeks off in between. Leverage, should we spend money on ramping up our exposure, more Facebook ads to ramp up viewers? Should we put it behind a paywall or leave it out there so that our audience grows and grows? Any other brilliant ideas and thoughts? I'll just go back to the specific question. I'd like your ideas for the future of our weekly TV show, and should we continue it? And if so, how do we leverage it?
Great job, Peter. Kim.
Thank you.
I have a clarifying question. How is the TV show delivered? Is it through a Facebook group, through Facebook Live, or does your audience find you?
Okay, so we go live on Zoom, a Zoom webinar. So we advertise the show on in our group and to our email list, and they can sign up to be in the audience, virtual audience or not. And that goes to a landing page, if you like. And we broadcast it, so the people are on live with us, we're doing, you know, chat stuff, and then we also broadcast it live in our Facebook group. Then at the end, Paul puts it all together and puts it up properly in Facebook and on YouTube. And we also have an episode page with the video on it and all the show notes and all the links there. So the Facebook broadcast, if you like, if they want the show notes, goes and pulls them into Piano Teaching Success website with the landing page and everything on it.
Awesome. Kim? Oh, that was it. You just had that one to ask the question. Okay, got it. Tasha?
Sorry, I just clicked twice, I think. You mentioned it's doing a lot for sales. Have you got any specific numbers on how many people are converting? And
it's not doing anything for sales at the moment.
Not doing anything for sales.
Got her thing, yeah, because she hasn't got the thing ready, which is her Practice Buddy.
Look, Mike, as a general thing, then I think you present really well. The TV show comes up really well. I'd be hesitant to put it behind a paywall because I think it is great exposure for you guys. And I think it's something that puts you in a very unique position that no one else is doing. So I would suggest probably Facebook ads and things like that. And your demographic, as you said, they're visual people. They like pretty things. I'm sure they're going to enjoy watching your TV show. So if it is costing you time and money, I would be getting more eyeballs on it and getting that conversion.
Thank you, Tasha. One, I have been very guilty of creating content purely for the love of the content, and it was fun and popular, and, you know, thousands of people to webinars that we weren't selling on, and podcast, you know, I put the Her Business podcast on hiatus for 2.5 years because it was just this content treadmill. Mm-hmm. And so it goes back to what is the purpose of the content? And I get the doing it to hold them out over COVID and really support them. So I think it's great that you're reevaluating, especially given how Michelle and I both know how long it takes you to put together each show. So I think once you determine what its true purpose is, and if it does become a good conversion tool for Practice Buddy, then great, maybe you do it, maybe you amp it up, maybe you drive more traffic because it's doing its job and it has a specific job to do. But if right now producing it is keeping you from launching Practice Buddy, then maybe you just put it on hold. Maybe you go, okay, that's it. Season 2 of the show is coming up in a few weeks. We'll get back to you in time. You know, in the meantime, be sure to check out past episodes here, right? We just did that with the Women, Words and Wine show, which again was just a pop-up show for COVID, but people really liked it and it was getting more and more traction each week. But I'm done for now. But I might bring it back if it has a purpose. And its purpose might still be, I'm just doing this for fun, but it doesn't take me the sort of time and energy that it's taking you there. So they were some thoughts off the top of my head. Chantel.
I have a bit of a clarifying question. How are you getting them on a list at the moment? Are majority of them actually on the webinar and that's how you're building a list, or are majority of them watching it on Facebook at a later date?
Lots watch it on Facebook. They're in our, I don't know actually where they are because we've got it on our page and we've got it in our Facebook group. Our list is built our list is now 2,600, and I think last time last mastermind, I think I said it was like 1,800 to 2,000. So it's gone up substantially in the last while because of this. But essentially, how they get it, they fill the thing in. I want to be in the virtual audience, or we've done some giveaways, like a free online toolkit for teaching with little flashcards, pretty things that they like, and they've been going, oh, and they'd be downloading and giving us their email address. So we've done that kind of thing. And if they want to get the show directly into their email box, then they need to be on our list.
I know we had, when we were having a bit of conversation, I know I said this before, but I feel like you need, again, I just think that the strategy, you could copied it to many degrees what Fiona does on how she's pulled the retailer review into bringing the 35 plus ebook to the front of the retail review, so that those who watch the retail review then download the ebook, then they go into the list, or they get put into the 35 plus closed group. And then when she's got something to sell them, like, so then when Practice Buddy is ready, then you, like, you know, for example, when Superstylers is now ready, then you're doing, even if you're not ready to launch Practice Buddy, you've got to be putting them somewhere so that you can launch it to them, and possibly in a different way, a little bit like Amanda launches differently to her wait list versus she does to her general list. This list you might have a different campaign for when you launch Practice Buddy to what you might send out to the rest of the list if these people are really engaged.
They are in we have done like ads throughout the show to join our private Facebook group. And so that's grown to 800, almost 900 people. So it's gone from about 600, 500 or 600 to 900 in this time as well. So we're not getting everybody there. We are getting some to connect closer to us.
And it might be worth asking Fiona about how long she spends on the retail reviews or how long that takes, because it sounds like the show is taking a lot out of you. And it may just be a matter of, you might need to change it, still do it, but change it to a way that isn't going to take so much of your time.
I had thought of batch recording. Maybe if we did 6 episodes in 2 days or something like
that. Yeah, hold on to your thoughts. And we'll just keep going because I want you to get all this goodness. Thank you. Amanda.
Thanks for asking this one, Gillian, because it's really relevant to where I'm at the moment too, with doing lots and lots of content and then thinking, how do I keep this up? It sounds like it's a good authority piece for you, is what I heard in that background. So what I'd be thinking is there a way to do this that is easier. So what would this look like if it was easy, right? Or applying an 80-20 approach to it. So what is the 20% of this that 80% of people are really, really loving? And can I just keep doing that as a weekly or bi-weekly Facebook Live? I just get on, we do it live. It's got none of the production stuff. It's got no notes. It just goes out there to keep this content rolling and keep this as an authority piece for us. But it's not such a burden on me. I'm still building that audience. I'm still building an audience to target with Facebook ads when I'm ready to launch. How far can you strip it back that it's still really valuable, but it's easier for you? In terms of the recording, so what I do with my weekly Facebook Lives, it's live on Facebook, and some people contact me and say, oh, I don't have Facebook. And I say, well, sorry, that's the only place it is. But if you're a member, we download the Facebook video and put it in the membership. So members will always have that video in the member library, but the members of the public can only ever see it on Facebook. So it's a little, no extra work for us, or just my VA downloads it, puts in the membership. And so you've got that there as an extra member benefit. And just think about all the systems that Susie and Michelle talked about today to make a recurring show like that so much easier. What can you delegate to VAs, to assistants, to just not be such a burden on you? So you just turn up, you do your thing for half an hour, and you're done, and it's off your plate.
Mm. Thank you, Amanda. Excellent. So we're in the final 2 minutes. I'm going to come to Yvonne.
So just plus one to Amanda. Gillian, are there things that really hit home with your listeners? So I don't know if you're able to analyze it, but there's certain topics that are much more listenable than other topics that you get that better engagement on, and focus on that and see if you can really strip it down and if that kind of gives you a better time money trade-off.
Thank you. And Katie?
Plus one. And I would be asking myself, like, you know, because you've given out a lot of free content, and from my experience now, having done, like, I did all this free Mac classes online and then built an online thing over COVID. And like, of 700 people that were in the free thing, only 100 people came across paid. And that's when I really realized what my value is, and that I'm just not willing to keep putting out free stuff all the time when I'm worth more than that. You're worth more than that, you know? So the way that I did it was, you know what? This free stuff has been awesome. Now, if you join us in the membership, you're going to keep access to all that free stuff while you're a member. You know, so for all those TV shows that you've done, but we're going to keep doing this once a month, you know, whatever it is, $10, whatever you want to, you know, but just like find out who it is that really wants to come with you for the long game, I think.
Awesome. Plus one hearts, all that for Katie. Kim?
I was going to say that sometimes less is more, and if you reduce the frequency, it sounds like if you just take it all away straight away, that might be a bit too much for your followers because you've got a very loyal following. But if you pair it back to something really special once a month, but inside your Facebook group, you did some Facebook Lives, you know, some quick weekly Facebook Lives that don't take up a lot of time, but it's just still stuff that you're rolling out, but it's no big effort in terms of your TV show. And then you can focus on, you know, putting your time into that TV show, but building everything else, because at the end of the day, hopefully you're building all this up for a membership, and you've got to keep those people engaged, but you've also got to leverage your time properly. So, yeah.
Very good. Thank you. That is all we have time for. I know there are a few more, so if you can head on over to the Facebook post and drop those in for Gillian, that'd be great. And Fiona, I will, however, open up your mic because there was a question kind of directed at you. Is there anything you want to add before we go?
Because I know you were saying about the hour show, Gillian, just, and again, I think it's plus one, I think was it Amanda and Yvonne was saying that it doesn't, maybe making it shorter will help. But yeah, all going monthly. That would be, plus one awesome. To Kim.
Thank you. Thanks, Fiona. Great. Good job, everybody.